Track 10, and this is our final news track. This headline is Scrutiny Committee Vice Chairman Resigns. The Vice Chairman of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee at Teignbridge District Council has resigned amid persistent infighting that he says has created an unsuitable environment for officers and staff. Councillor John Radford announced his resignation on Tuesday, March the 11th. In an email seen by the Mid Devon Advertiser, Councillor Radford said that despite achieving a great deal in the past year, the work of the committee had become overshadowed by the continuing fallout between some councillors. Councillor Radford said, "If we continue down this path of division, we will fail those who elected us. We must rise above political differences, set aside personal grievances and work together, or we risk leading this council into dysfunction and failure." Councillor Radford is one of the eight district councillors that make up the independent group. "It's alleged by Councillor Radford that there exists an expectation that I will receive a post if I leave my political group, or in other words, leave or otherwise distance himself from the independent group and be offered a committee position. This kind of behaviour was corroborated by another councillor in conversation with the Advertiser. This comes after Teignbridge District Council was confronted by external advisers about the conduct of its members. Incidents included everything from swearing in the council chamber and shouting to muting one another's microphones and walking out of meetings. Beth Bauer, a director of Independent Advisers Grant Thornton, said the behaviour was unlike any they'd seen before in their experience of local government."
A well-known and popular Police Community Support Officer, a PCSO, from Tynmouth has been shortlisted for a Lifetime Achievement Award. PCSO Liz Francis was selected from a list of 150 nominees for the Police Staff Lifetime Achievement Award based on her exceptional contribution towards helping keep local people safe. Liz was presented with a certificate at the first ever National Awards for Police Staff, which were held earlier this month. "Liz's commitment to keeping people safe shines through in everything she does on and off duty," said Chief Inspector Miranda Pusey, who heads up the neighbourhood policing teams across South Devon. "Liz has built strong relationships and nurtured trust with people, especially with those who wouldn't usually feel comfortable speaking to the police. Her determination and kind approach meant that she's been able to break down that barrier, allowing people to feel able to open up and speak to the police when they need help. She is the epitome of what is expected from a PSCO and more." Liz, who has been a PSCO in Tynmouth since 2008, said, "I'm hugely grateful to have been nominated for this award. For me, this is more than just a job. Helping and protecting others is something I have a passion for. I take great pride in being able to serve the community of Tynmouth, making a meaningful difference to people's lives." Police Sergeant Jonathan Ross reflected on the impact Liz has had across the community. "Whilst her work embeds her in the community, it is her attitude that makes the whole town love her. Turning to her for help and support," he commented. "Liz is heavily involved with schools, junior and senior, and is frequently asked to speak in school assemblies. No child goes through school in Tynmouth without knowing who Liz is and knowing that they can go to her for help and advice and guidance. She works closely with some of the most vulnerable people in our community, including the elderly and those who are street attached, going above and beyond to help and support those in need. Liz's role at the heart of the community was epitomised in 2019 when she was given the honour of turning on the Christmas lights. Practically the whole town turned out to see Liz in full uniform switch on the lights. This is usually a tradition for celebrities, and to see Liz up there was fantastic," Jonathan noted. PCOs are uniformed police officers who work within neighbourhood police teams as a link with communities. They support police officers to address local issues such as crime prevention and antisocial behaviour.
Village celebrates community spirit. A village in the Teign Valley is to celebrate the people that contribute to its thriving community with a celebration day in May. The Bridford Community Celebration will see everyone in the village invited to share a lunch and participate in activities in and around the village hall. The event, which has been funded by a grant from the Devon County Council Locality Fund, is aimed at celebrating volunteering and community in the village. The Bridford community thrives way beyond helping a neighbour out, said Bridford Parish Councillor Pippa Marriott. The event is to celebrate the splendid people who gave up their time to plan events, bake cakes, organise rotas, help out, put things up or take things down, provide lifts, report problems, sort problems, and make Bridford brilliant, she added.
Charity cheers donation from Ale Festival. As a prelude to this year's annual ale extravaganza in Newton Abbot, the town's mayor, Councillor Alex Hall, was happy to receive a cheque from organisers of Maltings Fest for his chosen charity. Every year, the organisers make a donation to the mayoral charity, and benefiting from the money this year is Life Chance Trust. Maltings Fest itself gets underway next month in the town's Osborne Park. The three-day festival, one of the most comprehensive festival of drinks produced by local brewers in the southwest, opens to the public from 5 p.m. on April the 10th, once judging of the ales is completed. It showcases a huge range of over 300 beers, including cask, craft, keg beers and lagers, local ciders and local spirits, including gins, whiskies and rums.
Renowned ceramicist Sue Pryke is joining Bobby Tracy-based craft gallery and education charity Make Southwest as an honorary fellow. The influential potter will join the organisation in advocating for craft excellence, education and opportunities across southwest England. "I never set out to be a potter," said Sue. "I just joined a queue. I loved drawing and painting at school and decided to do A-level art. But it had to be with craft or design, and as part of the course we had to do printmaking or pottery. I hadn't done either of them before, but the queue for pottery was shorter than printmaking and I thought I'd give it a try. And it has been my life ever since." Her relationship with Make Southwest began 15 years ago when she featured in a Christmas exhibition. Sue utilises an industrial method of making, slip casting, to produce elegant pared back pottery in a craft context. Her focus is on small batch production, making tableware for individuals, galleries, independent retailers and restaurants. A minimal aesthetic with precise finish is Pryke's trademark and can be traced back to an early introduction to pottery in the Lincolnshire Fens, where she learnt the skills of production throwing. It was this repetitive process that sparked an interest in volume production and in a need for uniformity that led her onto a role as a junior designer at Wedgwood and later began a 25-year collaboration with Swedish giant IKEA, designing recognisable household classics. She joins the craft education charity at a pivotal moment as the organisation celebrates 70 years of making in 2025.
School shows true colours for charity. More than 80 pupils from Christo Primary School took part in a sponsored colour run earlier this month, organised by the school council and led by teacher Mrs Hill. Pupils ran more than 1,000 laps of the 400 metre circuit between them, around 250 collective miles. Pupils raised more than £750 in sponsorship, which was split between the school and two charities, Shelterbox and the Literacy Shed, that members of the school council had chosen. The school's head teacher, Amy Yeo, said, "We are really proud of our school council for coming up with such a great idea for a fundraiser. Thanks go to all the volunteers who helped to run the event and ensure it was such a huge success."